RNZ National, it's time for Tech Tuesday, and I'm joined by Daniel Watson of Vertec IT Services. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? Good.
Good. Are you excited? And I can't believe I'm asking this because, you know, but if you can't beat it, join it, right? Are you excited about Black Friday?
No. I try to avoid malls because they're temples of consumerism, and I do not feel good whenever I go there.
No, I'm the same. But, of course, lots of people buy things online for Black Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, true. Look, I guess it's an opportunity if there is an actual bargain and not just a purported bargain, then, yeah, it's cool to get that in prior to Christmas so that you saved a few bucks in November rather than leaving it all in December.
It's like doing the Boxing Day sales, but before Christmas instead of after Christmas.
Yeah, I that's one way of thinking about it. If I was organized enough, and my wife will attest to that I'm not, I would probably already have a list of things that I'd be buying for people and would be looking at it. Alas, I am who I am. somewhat Grinch-like it, in with it too.
Any tips for buying techie gifts for people listening?
Yeah, well, okay, so at this time of year, people are probably going to be a bit pinched for cash, or they're going to be in a rush because they start doing last-moment shopping, right? And that, in terms of how it makes it easy for you to be scammed, is something to be aware of. That there are people who out there or criminals who feed on that sense of urgency or desperation in order to get you to do things that you may not normally do.
Right.
So there is a freight forwarding type scam that you get on Facebook and on Trade Me, and it's quite clever in terms of it anonymizes the person who's actually doing the scamming. So imagine getting offered a quick part-time job type of thing, you know, where you could earn a bit of extra cash, you know, like it could be on a Facebook odd jobs page for the local area, or somebody is locally advertising for a bit of help with their online business, right? And you think, here's could be a way to I can make myself a little bit of cash, and they're looking for somebody trustworthy to do some online work for them. So essentially what they'll get you to do is, say, sell a brand new iPhone on Trade Me. Might have been just so they might have photos of it, and or they might be saying that they've they got photos of it and all the rest of the details. I'll tell you what to put on the post. If they you just need to list it for them, handle the questions and transaction back and forth, and they'll flick you one third of the profit. Right now, what that's done is that the phone doesn't exist, and they're going to get the money, right? And it's not going to be sent, but you're the one who's going to be left on the hook. So if you've got a Trade Me account, that might be killed off, right? Because they're leveraging the fact that you've got probably some transaction history there.
They take advantage of the reputation you have on a marketplace. They ask you to sell it for them, but then surprise, surprise, there's no phone, and they take the money, presumably.
Yep, and you are the one who's essentially committed fraud.
Okay, so basically avoid offers of work on Facebook that sound like it's anything related to selling something on behalf of someone else.
Yeah, the other typical kind of one that happens is when somebody, you've put up a listing and they're offering to buy it, they send you some proof of payment for it, but it's too much, but they say that's for the shipping fees, but then, could you refund that through something else like a wire transfer, right? What they've usually done in that situation is they've faked the proof of payment, like a screenshot, and they've sent that through for you, hoping that you're trusting them enough that you're just going to go and send the kit or send the money without that. That's fairly common as well.
Can't these people just get jobs, Daniel? Honestly, the energy they put into ripping other people off, if they put the same energy into going to school and getting a qualification and getting a legitimate job, their life would be so much more simple and less stressful.
Maybe. I mean, different strokes of different folks, Jesse. Just because we're honest, upright citizens doesn't mean everybody is.
I suppose so. What's on your Christmas? What's on the Christmas wish list of you, the biggest techie I know?
Okay, so I'm going to pick. This is a recommendation. You know that chap. Hopefully, I'm not going to brutalize his name. The Kenyan long distance runner who, like, you know, smashed out of the ballpark. Like he runs marathons and the times that I would consider a really good half marathon. Eliud Kipchoge.
Okay. You're
You
telling
know
the
the champ?
story. No, I don't know, but go on,
Okay.
continue.
You don't know.
No.
Man, dude's amazing. He's like just the speed at which he runs for like it's incredible. So he had a little wish list of well things that he can't live without. And it was a set of sports headphones called Shox Open Pros. And they're the kind of headphones which sit outside the ear. So they don't sit inside your ear canal. They sit just forward of that little triangular bit in front of your ear.
Yeah.
And they beam the sound backwards, and
Huh.
also the bass kind of goes directly through the bones of that part of your cheek up there
Oh,
by
yeah.
your ears, right? And it feels a little bit funny at first, but then what you realize is you can actually hear the music or the audiobook very well. They can't fall out, right? Because it wraps around the back of the head and it sits there quite snugly. They've got battery life like 10 hours. Like I honestly I sometimes have trouble sleeping, so I put on an audiobook or a podcast and I fall asleep to some chat blathering away, right? I'll wake up in the morning and it's still playing, and then I'll go for a run, come back, and then it's still saying, battery medium,
Wow,
and put it
okay.
on charge.
And
It's and
same
like
price
when
as the Apple AirPods, which is on a lot of people's wish list as well. Cheaper,
oh, is it?
actually. Yeah,
Well,
what I'm
these
looking at
things,
is
I
cheaper.
reckon. Yeah, and they're not going to fall off, and you're going to lose them. They're very robust. Like I perspire quite profusely, and they're doing very well of putting up with that. So I'm that, that's a I totally rate it if
Okay.
you're a bit of a sports fiend or you just have trouble sleeping, and they don't bother you like roll over at night. You're not getting something poking you in the ear or something like that. That
All right.
they're
Well, look, they're a
and
bit
they
out
don't
of my
bother an
budget
Apple.
for your Christmas present this year, Daniel, but I'm going to get you a headband, at least deal with the sweat.
Thank you. That would be sensible. The
Okay.
other thing, which
Yeah,
I
just
don't have
quickly,
one of
the news
these,
is
but I'm
coming up.
really
Daniel, go on.
oh, okay. Outdoor projectors, battery
Oh.
powered outdoor high definition projectors. Going camping, just imagine that you're up in the out the boondocks and you just want to play a movie for the kids. You
Oh
can whip
my
this out of
gosh.
your pack,
People will be cursing
display
their
it up
radios, Daniel. They'll be
inside
saying,
of a barn.
you're out in the wilderness. Don't be watching a movie." But yes, I do get it.
It's sooner or later that the songs run out and the spooky bedtime stories are no longer appreciated. You just want to chuck on a movie and have the little monsters shut up. I reckon these would be great.
So they'd just Google
They
outdoor
are not
projector,
cheap
would
though.
they?
Yeah, the outdoor projectors is like a BenQ GS50, which I've kind of got on my wish list. I think that would be super cool. But there's loads in there in this kind of this bracket, and they look pretty neat. Some of the reviews I've seen, like, I mean, these things are revolutionary. Like,
Okay. In case
why would you
anyone's,
ever
yeah.
bother anything else?
In case anyone's interested, that's about $1,900. So, yep. He's not being, this is like the
Yeah,
good Christmas list.
nah,
Good on you, Daniel.
not cheap.
Nice couple of ideas there. And thanks so much. We will talk again before Christmas. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right, here I am, mate.